Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Chapter 20, Clearing Beliefs and Desires, Part 1 of 3. All of the beliefs of the ego thought system that are below awareness, in the subconscious mind, are given in A Course in Miracles. It is suggested to review and quickly clear these beliefs and desires in light circle sessions. This is merely a symbol of reviewing all of these with me in the light of truth to see that they have no meaning, other than the meaning you would give them. This is where willingness is acceptance of your true power as one with the Father. Notice in each case how the desired experience is for you to feel more or less than you already are. See that these are desires for objective experience, the experience of an object acted on by the world. Infinite Being does not know more or less. Infinite Being is. Thus is the contrast between what you are and the miscreation to experience what you are not. These beliefs and desires are all the same in that they are denials of divinity. Many of these desires may seem to be very close or the same, and in the light of truth, they are the same. Within the ego thought system, to look at each one in the light of truth is helpful, as this demonstrates the diversity of ways the decision to experience separation displays as the experience of fragmentation of consciousness below the level of awareness. Carefully contemplate each one and see that each is a decision to deny who you truly are and that you can never truly deny who you are. This is a valuable use of time to see you are already timeless. In each case, the beliefs given in A Course in Miracles are retranslated to demonstrate the desire for the experience that exists below the belief. No thought, feeling, or emotion, no objective experience, arises without the desire for it. And if you believe it, you will seem to experience the effects of your desire. 4 core beliefs of the ego. Number 1. You believe that what God created can be changed by your own mind. Thus, you desire an experience using your mind to attempt to change what God created perfect and to experience imperfection. You desire an experience of change to deny changelessness. Number 2. You believe that what is perfect can be rendered imperfect or lacking. Thus, you desire to experience feeling you are imperfect or lacking to deny divine perfection. You desire an experience of projecting imperfection as a world apart from yourself for the experience of imperfection and lack. Number 3. You believe that you can distort the creations of God, including yourself. Thus, you desire an experience where you experience distortions in the creations of God, including yourself. Number 4. You believe that you can create yourself and that the direction of your own creation is up to you. Thus, you desire an experience in which you create yourself and the direction of your own creation is up to you. You desire an experience of directing creation apart from God, and thus to feel less left homeless by your Creator. Beliefs and desires that miscreate the experience of fragmentation in consciousness. You believe the correction takes time. Thus, you desire an experience in which the acceptance of the correction, and thus the atonement, takes time. You do not believe you are responsible for what you believe. You desire an experience where you do not feel responsible for what you believe. Professed ignorance over miscreation is never bliss. It is always hell. You believe that if you were to look at all the beliefs and desires below your level of awareness, you would be destroyed by God. Thus, you desire an experience where you are afraid to look at all the beliefs and desires below your level of awareness, and that you will be destroyed by God if you do. This is the means by which the desire to experience separation from your Creator is maintained. To miscreate fear around direct looking at denials. See that in the light of infinite being, you do not know fear, and separation from your Creator is impossible. You believe you cannot dispel any belief. You desire an experience where you feel that you do not have the power to dispel beliefs. This is a means by which you delay acceptance of divinity. It is the same as the belief in an order of difficulty in miracles. You desire an experience of an order of difficulty in miracles, and thus hold yourself bound in time. You believe God can be killed. You desire an experience of killing God. You believe you can be killed. You desire an experience of being killed. You desire an experience of blaming God for killing you, when God, your true nature, does not know what killing is. You believe your brother can be killed. You desire an experience of your brother being killed. You desire an experience of killing and being killed. You believe that what your physical eyes do not see does not exist. Thus, you desire an experience of denying what your physical eyes do not see. You believe you can order your thoughts and that the order of your thoughts is up to you. You desire an experience of ordering your thoughts, where ordering your thoughts has more value to you than your identity, which has no thoughts other than the thought of God. Thus, you desire to experience the effects of ordering your thoughts, where you feel some thoughts have more value than other thoughts. You desire to feel lost in thoughts. This is the fundamental desire to experience cause as separate from effect. You believe that what you think is ineffectual and has no impact on what you experience. Thus, you desire an experience of feeling the impact of your thoughts and not recognizing that you miscreated them. you believe that God holds your evil deeds against you. Thus you desire an experience where you feel that what you do is evil and that God will punish you because of them. This is the same as your desire for an experience of attack, the desire to experience holding sin, what never happened, against yourself. You believe you are being punished by God. You desire an experience where you feel punished by God. You desire an experience of punishing yourself. You believe God seeks vengeance. You desire to have an experience of fearing the vengeance of God and vengeance upon yourself and others. You believe this journey with the Holy Spirit is sacrifice. Thus, you desire to have an experience of feeling sacrifice in following the Holy Spirit. Sacrifice is guilt. The idea that guilt is true. It is the desire to keep guilt, to deny the recognition of divine nature. Since following the Holy Spirit is the expression of divinity, to not follow the Holy Spirit is attack upon yourself. You believe that God rejects you. You desire an experience of feeling rejected by God and then feeling angry about it. You desire an experience of rejecting yourself and then feeling angry about it. You desire an experience of rejecting God. You desire an experience of rejecting your brother. See that these desires are all the same. The desire to reject love and experience it as apart from you. Anger is casting yourself out of heaven through projection. The desire to prove that you are outside of heaven, outside of yourself. You believe that lack is possible. You desire an experience of feeling lack and that something is lacking. See that the ego thought system applies lack indiscriminately to objects, events, your brother, and to God. All ideas that you have about yourself as lacking, while it is the desire to experience limitation. You believe others are fighting you for authorship through what they say. You desire an experience where you feel others are fighting you for authorship through what they say. You believe you can usurp the power of God. You desire an experience where you feel you can usurp the power of God and thus feel you are unholy. See that this is the desire to usurp divine power as given by the Father. How can you usurp what you already are? You believe you can create your reality. You desire an experience where you feel you create your own reality, a reality separate from your Creator. You believe that your creation was anonymous, meaning you believe your creation is without source. Thus, you desire an experience of creating and experiencing the impossible, that you are without source. The ego is without source as it is unreal. This is the desire to experience the unreal. You believe you can author yourself. You desire an experience of authoring yourself, an authorship apart from your creator. This is the desire to deny that you are authored by God and thus one with Him. You believe in time. You desire an experience of time through denying you are one with your Creator. You desire an experience in which you deny you are timeless. You doubt you exist at all. You desire an experience in which you doubt you exist at all. This is a helpful doubt indeed, if you use it to doubt the existence of the ego. You believe what you do or do not do has an impact on you. You desire an experience of feeling that what you do or do not do has an impact on you. You believe that what others do has an impact on you. Thus, you desire an experience that what others do or do not do has an impact on you. This is a means by which you deny yourself love, which is being. The doer and the one being done to are the same. Denial of being what you are. You believe that what you say has an impact on you. Thus, you desire an experience of what you say having an impact on you. You believe it is possible to reject someone else or something happening in the world. Thus, you desire an experience of rejection, since all is one. You desire an experience of rejecting God and yourself. You desire an experience of feeling there is something wrong in the world. You desire an experience of feeling there is something wrong with you. You desire an experience of feeling there is something wrong with others. You believe that your desire to reject is your salvation. Thus, you desire experiencing rejection as a means of salvation. This is a means to deny yourself the recognition of true salvation and that you are already saved as life given by the Father. You believe that rejecting yourself and divine nature, the Holy Spirit, is your salvation. You desire an experience of rejecting yourself as a means to deny yourself true salvation. You believe you are the author of yourself and others. Thus, you desire an experience where you author yourself and others and deny authorship by the Father. You are very fearful of everything you have perceived but have refused to accept. You desire an experience of being fearful of what you perceive and have refused to accept as your own miscreation. You believe that because you have refused to accept it, you have lost control over it. You desire an experience where you create perception and refuse to accept it so that you can have an experience of losing control over what you perceive. You believe you need to do something to feel whole or complete. You desire an experience where you feel you need to do something to feel whole and complete. You believe you are an image of your own making. You desire an experience where you feel you are an image of your own making, and thus deny the image of the Father that you are. You believe you are separated from your source. You desire an experience where you feel separate from your source and to feel angry about it. You believe that death is possible. You desire an experience of death. You desire an ongoing experience of death, of holiness, as a means of salvation. You desire an experience of death of a body as a means of salvation. You believe that peace comes after death. You desire an experience where you feel that no peace can be found until after the death of a body. Correction. You desire an experience where you feel that no peace can be found until after the death of the body. Yet death is occurring in every moment the light is denied. You desire an experience where you can find no peace in the present moment and that you must die to find it. When you choose experience through desire, the denial of what you are dead now. You desire an experience of trying to find peace in the future, through death, without ever finding it. You believe your salvation lies in the death of a body. You desire an experience of trying to find salvation through death of a body without ever finding salvation. You believe you are unworthy of life, of being synonymous with God. You desire an experience of feeling unworthy of being synonymous with God. You desire an experience of feeling unworthy of yourself. You believe darkness exists. You desire an experience of darkness. You believe that if you allow no change to enter into the ego, you will find peace. You desire an experience of attempting to stop change, entering the ego to find peace, while actually denying the peace that you are in your natural state. You believe that projecting the ego's thought system is valuable. You desire an experience of projecting the ego's thought system and feeling it is valuable, more valuable than divine being. You believe your worth is established by teaching or learning. Thus, you desire an experience where you feel you gain if you teach, or lose if you do not teach. You desire an experience of gaining if you learn and losing if you do not feel you learn. Yet as spirit, you need know nothing nor teach anything to be who you are. Thus, this is the value of unlearning everything you think you know or what you must learn, and being what you learn is true. Expression of divinity is everything and thus teaches nothing. The demonstration of recognizing who you are is divine expression as it is, whole and complete. You believe it is possible to be superior to others. Thus, you desire an experience of feeling you are superior to others and feeling pleasure in it. Yet since pain and pleasure are the same, this is also a pain that makes you feel alienated from your brother, your father, and yourself. You believe others can be superior to you. You desire an experience where you feel others are superior to you, and then feeling fearful and angry about it. You believe what you do or say has an effect on others. You desire to miscreate an experience of feeling what you say or do has an effect on others, and thus feeling pleasure when they seem to respond as you wish, or pain when they do not. There is only one. Cause and effect are one. Divine Being does not know another or an effect on an other. You believe that what you do or say has an effect on you. You desire to miscreate an experience that what you say or do has an effect on you. If you like what you say or do, you feel pleasure. If you do not like what you say or do, you feel pain. You believe the ego exists. You desire an experience of having an ego and the effects of the idea that it is real. Thus, you desire to experience all the effects of the miscreation of an ego thought system. You believe that fear is real. You desire to miscreate an experience of fear. You believe pain is real. Pain is merely an expression of the denial of divinity and the desire to hold on to personal identity, to project experience outside of yourself. Thus, you desire an experience of pain. You believe you can be separate from your true reality. You desire an experience of being separate from your true reality. You believe your origin is open to belief. You desire an experience where your origin is open to belief. You do not believe there is another way of perceiving. You desire to miscreate an experience where you have forgotten there is another way of perceiving, and thus place your true correction. You desire to miscreate an experience where you have forgotten there is another way of perceiving, and thus place true perception out of your awareness. You give only because you believe you are somehow getting something better. You desire to miscreate an experience where you give with the expectation you will somehow be getting something better. You believe you must give to get. You desire an experience where you experience giving as essential to getting. You believe in scarcity. You desire to experience scarcity. You believe I am mistaken in choosing you. You desire an experience of feeling I am mistaken in choosing you. You desire an experience of denying that you have chosen me to help you. You desire an experience where you deny that the help of the Father is always available to you. You believe you are here in this world. You desire an experience of being here in this world, apart from the Father. You believe that you must escape from the ego. You desire an experience of attempting to escape the ego while denying you miscreated it and claiming that you are powerless to escape it. You desire the experience of an ego, Satan, and the experience of doing battle with it to attempt to win salvation. You desire the experience of doing battle with another when no other exists. You want to believe you are separate